Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, March 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tribal fighters will demobilize their fighters and give up their weapons following a rough transition from wartime to peace. A similar transition is taking place in Congo's churches. Baptist World Aid's Paul Montacute explains his observations from a recent visit.
Somebody who is a child soldier needs so much from us, as well as the gospel of Jesus Christ. People who are hungry, people who have been abused in all kinds of ways, need a great deal of help. And so it was encouraging to see the way the churches and the church leaders were reaching out to people.
Next, we have an update on a story that aired Wednesday. Bible Mission International says their children's ministry program in Kazakhstan is again in jeopardy. BMI's Mark Remchesel says the charges and rulings had been thrown out of court. However, that situation has changed as the defense attorney in the case filed a protest. He's demanding a retrial. Pray that God will intervene in the process so ministry can continue. And it's a catalyst for vision of the Great Commission. In a nutshell, that's the goal of Missions Fest Southern California, a free, church-sponsored regional missions conference. It's slated for November 12th through the 14th this year. Exhibitor Hugo Ministries' Wayne Freeland says its threefold purpose is to inform, celebrate, and challenge believers into action.
God has equipped each of us individually and uniquely for some area of ministry, and that particular gift set can be used to encourage and effectively enhance the ministry of some mission agency around the world.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.